This is Modern Jazz Today with your host, Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams, asking you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can find exclusive interviews, featured albums, and playlists. Speaking of playlists, up next on the playlist is Project Sebperent. From the album Project Sebperent, we are going to listen to Tome 3, followed by Mark Sipprit. From his album Blue House, we are going to take a listen to Jack Be Nimble.
Thank you. listening to Modern Jazz Today. Coming up in this set, we've got a lot of new music. Up first is Incognito off their new album, Tomorrow's New Dream. We'll check into the track For the Love of You. Also, Spirogyra. Their new album's called Vinyl Tap, and we'll check into Secret Agent MASH.
When you're working hard and your day is through,
Queued up for your listening pleasure is Brooklyn Funk Essentials from their new album Stay Good. We're going to listen to Miss Mess.
again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
Yo, it's Eboshi.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind. I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car. You were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do? Take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin. Don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant. Don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's. You know what I like? Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Bernie B.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Last fall, about 24 volunteers from indigenous Midwestern tribes gathered at a University of Kansas research station. They lit bundles of dried grass and sage to start a fire that burned across 5 acres of prairie. This was a cultural burn, a small intentional fire guided by indigenous practices.
Historically, indigenous peoples have and we continue to view fire as a stewardship tool.
Melinda Adams, who led the burn, is a member of the San Carlos Apache tribe and an assistant professor at the University of Kansas. She says these fires can help regenerate the ecosystem and improve habitat for culturally important animals and plants like grasses used in basketry. And cultural burns can also limit the spread of severe wildfires by reducing flammable grass and brush. For many generations, federal policies that were intended to prevent wildfires outlawed the practice. But today, forest agencies understand the benefits and use controlled burns to reduce wildfire risk. And Adams and others are reclaiming indigenous fire practices.
And changing that perception from something that's devastating and destructive
to something that, when carefully wielded, revitalizes and protects the earth. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.